This is Free Talk Live, Wednesday edition. Kicking off hour number one, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Oop, and Mark, sorry.
Hi, Mark. And you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there on the site, completely free, so do enjoy those. They are on us, freetalklive.com. As we start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the Amplifier line. Hello, Brian.
Afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I was down at the post office today getting a few weeks' worth of mail because we were, you know, snowed in and all.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was standing in line watching the glacial speed of the clerks back there, I was thinking about anthrax. Remember all that?
Yeah.
You know, there's these the 9/11 truth guys are saying, of course, it's a government conspiracy that CIA flew the planes in the building or whatever. But I haven't heard anything about an anthrax conspiracy.
Hmm.
Seems to me, since the U.S. government pretty much has a lock on the world's anthrax supply, then that it's pretty easy to mail some white powder to somebody.
Right.
Could they have set it up to get more money for the postal service and whatever else?
To get people scared? Sure they could have, I suppose.
I mean, that's a lot more conceivable than setting, you know, detonators on a building in the middle of the night on a weekend or something, and then finding some planes and disappearing a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it could have also been somebody with access to the anthrax, maybe some sort of a government agent or government employee acting on his own. I don't know. Dave, the question would be, how far would the conspiracy spread if what you're suggesting is true?
Right. I was just thinking that while I was at the post office today.
Any other interesting postal experiences for us, Brian?
Well, I did take exception to someone who called, a week ago or so, saying that he was in the Denver airport, and, you know, we're all a bunch of whiners. It's really not as bad as it seemed. You know, he took off on time and he landed on time.
Yeah, that would have been Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Okay, right. And, you know, the Denver airport, you know, it was supposed to cost $1.5 or $2 billion, and it ended up costing $5 billion. You know, and for that, we got some pretty good, snow removal equipment at the taxpayers' expense and, de-icing equipment. So, you know, it's the best money can buy. So that's why he was able to get in and out. But I guess there's still some people snowed in up in the northeast corner of Colorado.
Gotcha. So you're saying that he was maybe he was exaggerating a little bit?
No, he wasn't exaggerating. His view from the airport was not the same as the view from, you know, down here where we have to deal with the drifts.
Because
the airport's pretty efficient at getting rid of that stuff.
Very good. Brian, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I'm going to jump into the email box here. This one from Scott. He says, interesting stuff. I'm listening to your show from December, during which you discussed Lauren Canario's stay in jail and how she was totally unhelpful and uncooperative to the point where she would not even talk or walk. Then, a bit later, you lambast the idea of pacifism. Hello? How about the fact that Gandhi totally changed the direction of India by acting with principle rather than force, which most likely would have been defeated? From Scott. So were we being hypocritical by supporting Lauren in her inaction and her non-cooperativeness, and then where I was, and I think you were with me on this, attacking pacifism for being kind of silly?
I think that pacifism, which is, basically shunning violence in all its, incarnations, whether, you know, even defensive violence, is, I don't like it. I think it's silly. Now, it's not against the government. I believe in pacifism against the government because you simply cannot win. If you are violent against the government, they will crush you like a bug. They understand that. You're speaking their language, and they will, you know, just utterly destroy you. So if she were being uncooperative with the government in a, you know, violent sense, in the sense that she was, fighting to get away from the police or, resisting arrest with violence or whatever it is, believe me, they know how to take care of that. They take care of that all the time. What I'm talking about is someone coming into my home and me being, because I'm a pacifist, unable to protect myself against them.
So an individual-to-individual situation.
That's where I talk about
it. It's suicide to essentially fight back against the government in some cases. Though I would say at a certain point there's going to be, there's going to be a turning point where if the government wants to get really violent with people like us, with liberty-minded people, and we're not ready to just continue taking it, I think there's going to be a certain point at which violence will have to be acceptable. I mean, for instance, look at Iraq.
I don't want to be at that point, but there is a theoretical point somewhere in the possible future.
Right.
I don't think it ever has to go that far.
I don't think so either. I hope not.
No. Besides, they have weapons now that would blow your mind. It's not even. It's way beyond guns at this point. So
literally, they can blow your mind.
Yeah, even in the 70s, they had neutron bombs, which were designed to basically annihilate an area, but without destroying any buildings, just kill everybody in that area.
But I don't think they had any. They weren't successful in creating the neutron bomb. They just talked about it and hoped for it and all that stuff.
We don't know.
But
that's true. But they have electromagnetic weapons now and all these secret weapons.
Yep.
Right. Well, we talked about the little ray gun, the microwave ray thing with the 94 gigahertz. It makes your skin feel like it's melting off.
And they have something that makes you ill to your stomach and just fall to the ground.
They have weapons that basically could fry a whole herd of hippos in 3 seconds.
Yikes.
It is scary. So, I mean, you know, like I said, fighting against the government isn't... It's suicide. Currently.
It's not smart. Not smart. You know, you can do a lot more politically and just by making a statement like Lauren did. Now, that is a pacifist statement she'd made, but that doesn't mean that she's a pacifist in every aspect of her life. If somebody comes to her door and demands money, she'll probably shoot him.
Well, I was. We've been around Lauren and her husband and our friends here in the Keene area, and there's a picture that we all took in the Christmas season. I guess Jim, her husband, was holding an AK-47, and so Lauren's husband's got himself an AK-47.
Two of them.
Yeah. No, the other one was Rogers. Somebody else. There was two AK-47s at the same event.
Yeah. Two Chi-Com AK-47s.
So I've been looking into the AK-47 since it seems to be the Free Stater gun of choice at this point.
It's a good weapon. You can get the ammo for it easily. It's
I watched a video today where they took it and they threw it in a puddle of water, picked it up, shook it off a little bit and fired it. Then they threw it in a puddle of mud, picked it up, shook it off a little bit and fired it. And then they had a Humvee run over it and then run back over it in the dirt, picked it up, and fired it.
That's nice. That's what it was designed for.
Yeah. I like that because I hate cleaning guns. So I think it'll be perfect. 800-259-9231. Another email here. On Saturday, or recently, you were talking about the fact that the wealth pie is not finite from Sci-Phase. One of the best examples of this is art. We were talking about how you've got existing wealth, and then when humans take their brains and they combine them with natural resources, they create new products and services, and that creates new wealth. And so Sci-Phase is giving us one example. According to a list, one of the most expensive paintings in the world sold last month for $140 million. The Mona Lisa was assessed at $100 million in 1962, which translates to $670 million today. Who knows what it would sell for on the open market, says Sci-Phase. And just pointing out that...
That's
before,
just paint.
Right. Before that paint was put on that canvas, in the order it was put on it, it would have been worth, you know, $5 for the paint and $10 for the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
But then you put it all together and the marketplace decides that you've created new wealth. This is worth $100 million. And so just one example there of how new wealth can be created. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, yes, we don't acquire wealth from consuming or borrowing. We consume wealth by making things. And people have forgotten that.
Some people believe that there is a finite amount, and these people don't understand what wealth is. These are people who believe that there's a finite amount of just money in the world, and that we should use the government to force certain people who have a lot more of it to give it to other people that don't have as much, and that's going to solve all the problems, and it doesn't.
You know, what's funny is that the time in the U.S. history when the smallest gap between the rich and the poor was around early 1900s, before the Fed came into existence, when we were on a strict gold and silver coin standard. That was the time.
Hmm.
The purchasing power of the dollar was at its peak then.
Oh, yeah, we were talking last night, Wayne, about the new law that they've got on the books, making it illegal for you to melt down the pennies.
In fact,
you can't even travel out of the country with more than $5 in pennies now.
And the pre-1982 pennies are actually worth even more because there's more copper in them.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
And just so you know, the Mona Lisa is painted on wood, from what I understand.
Okay. Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That includes the live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. I think I got an email before the show. I've yet to respond to it, but somebody who was trying to tune into the stream couldn't get it to work. Well, if you don't listen during the live hours, you're probably not going to hear anything. We do host a few other shows at other times on our live stream, but if you're listening for Free Talk Live, you can only get it on the stream from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. If you're outside those hours, it's crapshoot.
Can't we put a loop on?
We could eventually, but that's going to take a little bit of money. That's going to take a little bit of effort, and okay. Both of those two things I don't have either of right now.
So, not enough.
Yeah, indeed. So what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives, as well as gun organizations, and Bill Westmiller, the national chairman for the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Cato in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Cato. What's on your mind?
Hey, my wife and I have a friend that has a number of health problems. Mm. And she has prescription for Lortabs and antidepressants. Occasionally, periodically, actually, she has to take a urine test for the Lortabs to make sure that she's taking them. I don't know. She might be on state assistance. She's, you know, pretty poor.
Wait, she has to take a urine test to prove she is taking them?
Yes. And like I said, I don't know if that is, you know, I'm not sure if she's on state assistance or not with this, but she does have to take a urine test. She just moved here from Michigan, you know, where, of course, she had a different doctor. The thing about it is the Lortab doesn't show up in a urine test. So her doctor down here, who I love the phrase that Mark coined, jackball, took her off all of her medications, including her antidepressants, which you aren't supposed to go cold turkey off of.
Right. Oh, boy.
Because, like I said, she, you know, looks like a poor person, so I'm sure that he assumes that she's selling her medication. So we have a situation where the war on drugs, and she's not. She takes them, you know, but she can't prove it. So a situation where the government's war on drugs deprives people who actually need the drugs of the drugs.
Oh, my goodness. So the doctor, just based on her appearance, decided that it was too risky for him, because doctors are made liable. If a doctor prescribes too much Lortab to somebody, they could be held responsible to some extent if that person really is out there selling them on the street. And so he was more scared for himself than anything else, right?
Exactly. And, you know, of course, we can't, you know, prove that about the doctor. But, you know, I mean, that would be the logical assumption.
Yeah, it does sound...
So it's a very unfortunate situation.
So what happened to her when she was taken off of the Lortabs?
We haven't talked to her for a while. I don't know if that's been resolved or not. She'd even talked about, you know, going down in, you know, before her test, like the day before her test, in the presence of the doctor and taking, you know, the pills, and then coming back later and, you know, proving that, you know, she's one of those people just doesn't show up in her urine.
Interesting.
But I actually haven't talked to her about it since this all went down.
Man, well, man, unfortunate.
That means her body's absorbing it all.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about, you know, physiology and stuff like that. But
normally when you take drugs, there's usually some sort of the actual drug may not show up in your urine, but there's some sort of a byproduct that will. For instance, they've tested. I don't remember. I think it was some European country where they actually tested the sewage water coming out of people's homes for these particular byproducts that they know. For instance, if you're snorting cocaine, you're not going to the cocaine's not going to show up. There's a byproduct that shows up, and so they managed to estimate how many of the people in that given city were cocaine users based on the amount of byproduct showing up in people's wastewater. And it was just a fascinating study showing that there was far more than they'd expected to find.
It all shows up in your hair, too. In fact, I used to do some consulting work for a company that did hair tests, corporate hair
really?
Drug tests, and everybody in the company had a shaved head.
Hey, Cato, anything else for us tonight, sir?
No, that was it tonight. You guys have a good one.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Quick email from Cooper. He says, guys, I went to a party on New Year's, and I told a lot of older people about the Free State Project and libertarian views. All of them just smiled and said, Sonny, you need to pick a party that will make a difference. It's good that you have your views, but you need to make a difference for everyone. I took most of their words with a grain of salt, but I was lost for a response to these claims. What do you think I should have said? And it seems to me that based on what he's saying here, he was sort of promoting the Libertarian Party, and maybe that's why they were taking shots at the party perspective. Mm. But and I know, Mark, you're not much of a fan for the Libertarian Party.
It just doesn't seem like it's working to me.
I don't think they're very effective, but on the other hand, that doesn't mean that I think they should be thrown out with the bathwater. I think they have a place. I think that they can be useful to shift the debate. They can be useful to do certain things. But, Wayne, I mean, how would you handle a situation like that where somebody was just, obviously this is a younger individual?
Well, I think that you have to stress that the Libertarian Party has emerged because the Republican Party has abandoned their roots and their principles. And that the Libertarian Party will, in the future, in the near future, be very influential over both parties, especially the Republican Party, since that's what they're supposed to stand for to begin with. And a lot of Libertarians end up in the Republican Party. Some, a few in the Democratic Party, but mostly in the Republican Party.
I think that in this case, if I were in that situation, I would just understand that the older a person is, now this is a general rule, and I'm not trying to be mean to older people, okay? But it's a general rule that the older you are, the more set you can become in your ways. And so, for somebody who may be in their 60s or 70s, he doesn't mention how old these people were, but say older, and that's what I presume. For somebody who's up in their years, they've been voting Republican or Democrat for decades, they can't even fathom the idea that another political party could have some effect or that there is another option out there. And so, of course, they're going to look down at you. They're going to look at you and just sort of chuckle about, there's that young man with his silly libertarian mindset. And I would say just don't let it get to you. If you're talking to somebody who doesn't appear to be even at least open-minded towards what you're mentioning, then don't worry about it. Just move on and find some people of a middle age, you know, in their 40s or early 50s. Find somebody who's younger and talk to them and see if they're open-minded. Just move on. Don't worry about what these old people are thinking about what you're saying. I would say it's not even worth trying to convert them.
Don't forget, a lot of the really old people grew up in the FDR mindset and kind of were conditioned from that point on to accept socialism.
You know, I think that the Libertarian Party can probably, at its best, and on the national level, hope to educate the American people to some extent or another about libertarianism. And I'm, you know, hoping that that's at their best, and at their worst, they fail to do any of it. It's the same, for me, it's the same thing as voting for a Libertarian presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of those guys that ran in 2004 represented me and what I believe in, and I just couldn't see voting for either of them. So I voted for Michael Bednarik. And if enough people would have voted for him, he would have won.
Yeah, so if enough people get behind it, we can make a difference. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. It's free like everything else at freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jill Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066, akidsjourney.com. Go ahead and do it today. Don't wait.
800-259-9231 is our number. You get in touch. We'll talk to you about anything. We just got an email in from Cooper. We went over it. He was at a New Year's party talking with some, as he describes it, older people. Not sure what that means, but essentially he was talking with them about the Free State Project, which, of course, is a movement of liberty-minded people all to the same state. He was talking about libertarian views, and we presume he was talking about the Libertarian Party because the response he got from some of these old people was that, well, you need to, Sonny, you need to pick a party that'll make a difference. It's good that you have your views, but you need to make a difference for everyone. And, of course, my suggestion was that don't worry about recruiting people with a mindset like that. These are people who are set in their ways.
Well, they're not making a difference inside their parties either. They might believe something different than what their party believes. What kind of difference are they making? They're not making any. I mean, each person inside the national arena making, when it comes to a vote makes very little difference. Whether you're voting for Democrats, Republicans, or Libertarians, it doesn't make much difference. What matters is educating people, and I think that the Libertarian Party should be about that.
Well, the existing parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, aren't making a difference in the way that I would like to see a difference made. They're making a difference in that they're making the government bigger and more oppressive and obtrusive than they've ever been.
That's the party, but the people that vote for them don't necessarily want that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
Right. So yeah, it's Socialist Party A versus Socialist Party B.
Right, and that's not acceptable for me. Now, if one of them starts shifting in another direction, and I'm like I think anybody else in this room, if there's a Republican or a Democrat running for office who's actually principled and has a libertarian or liberty mindset and will sign the small government pledge that'll say that they will not grow the size of government and they'll actively reduce the size of government, they've got my vote. So I'm not a party fanatic. I will vote for whoever will advance liberty. And I think that's the real issue here. But if the person you're talking to, Cooper, or in anybody's case, doesn't really even seem interested in hearing the message of freedom, move on. There are plenty of other prospects in this country. There's 300 million people here.
Sure.
We don't need that one. Now,
you don't always get through to people right away. Sometimes you just plant a seed, and then they hear it again somewhere else, and
true.
It starts to sink in.
Right.
And you cannot know how important that is. Is, you know, if you do it in a friendly way, a non-confrontational way, that how that seed can grow and grow. I just had a conversation today with an architect. I'm looking at building a building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked to him about, you know, he said he was a liberal. And I had him take the world's smallest political quiz. And, hey, he was right there on the line between liberal and libertarian and centrist. He was right there at that point. Liberal, libertarian, and centrist. On the world's smallest political quiz, I have it on my little Palm Pilot.
Right.
And I told him, you know, just that the Libertarian Party is, the Libertarian philosophy is the most nonviolent of all political philosophies. Because, and I explained to him, you know, how coercion works with the Social Security. He had said that he liked the idea of Social Security.
Okay.
So I said, how it works, if I don't want to play Social Security, at some point or another, a guy with a badge and a gun comes along and either makes me play or I go to jail. And, you know, I don't know whether he saw it or anything like that, but I planted a seed that
right.
said libertarianism is more nonviolent than liberalism.
And it's important mm-hmm. to what you're talking about is really important, that seed planting,
mm-hmm.
that you just plant the seed and leave it. And if you want to come back to them a few months later or a few weeks later, the next time you happen to encounter them, I think it'd be appropriate to perhaps bring it up again. But don't hit them over the head. You know, if you're talking
yeah.
to somebody for the first time about liberty, you plant that seed. And don't keep shoving seeds in the ground after you've planted that one.
At that
one.
Point, you're trying to crush them. You're trying
right.
to dominate them with your political philosophy. You must believe what I say because I've said it to you right now. You know, that's not fair.
But we've been talking, I guess, recently about some suggested ideas as far as the Libertarian Party, or maybe the Libertarian movement in general, retooling its name for itself. Because a lot of people have said that the name Libertarian conjures up in a lot of people's minds liberal, just because the first three letters are the same. Wayne, I think you had a suggestion.
Yes, I've been listening to all that for a while, and I've been thinking about it from a marketing point of view especially, and also a principled point of view. And I felt, after thinking about it, that I wanted something that most everybody could relate to and get behind just by hearing the words. And I thought, well, what about the Small Government Party? And then I talked to Mark about it, and he says, well, what would a member of that party be called? And I had to think about it a little bit. Well, what if we're small governors? In other words, we're part of the Small Government Party, but we're also governors.
How about self-governors?
Yeah, self-governor.
Well, that could be sort of intra-party. You know, because I don't think you could call it, if you call it the self-government party, then you've got a real mess on your hands, because you're not going to get even the Libertarian Party is 90%, or 90-something percent libertarians of some sort, and maybe 10% anarcho-capitalists.
Mm-hmm.
A self-governor would be an anarcho-capitalist, by that, you know, by the definition of the words. So I
don't
think,
agree. A libertarian, the definition of a libertarian is somebody that believes in that coercion is not acceptable for political or social goals.
By definition, a libertarian
is somebody who is a self-governor.
Right, and I understand. I'm certain that that's what all the anarcho-capitalists say in the Libertarian Party, that in fact all of you who believe in small government mm-hmm. are underneath our name. You're using our name. We're libertarians, not you people in all your violence. No. Okay, well, let's take the derision out of it, okay? Because I think that you could agree that there's far more libertarians, small government people out there, than there are anarcho-capitalists. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to have them on your team or not on your team?
I'll take them on my team. Sure.
Okay, great. Then let's stop all the derisive conversation as far as
I'm
the
not
small
being
government.
Derisive. I'm just defining the term, Mark. Mm-hmm. Either agree or
no,
you disagree.
I don't think that libertarian is the definition of the oath that's on the website. You're okay. using the oath as the definition.
Why don't you go look it up then?
Where?
I don't know. Libertarianism.com?
What if I looked it up at the dictionary? I think they might say something different.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're defining it in a certain manner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, back off your definition, give it a little room, and let some other people in.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is, Mark, when you back off from the definition and you give people room, then you get infiltrated, as is what's happening in the Libertarian Party, by people who want to take it over. And that's one of the reasons why the Libertarian Party is so ineffective, because you've got a bunch of people in the party who don't agree with the principle, who do want government in certain areas of their life, and they're essentially spoiling the party for everybody else.
Wayne, this is the other reason the Libertarian Party is never going to go anywhere. This, right here. You hear it.
There are a lot of interesting ideas thrown around within the party. I'm an independent. I don't join any party. I'm just not a joiner. But I cheer them on from the sidelines.
Me too. I like the Libertarian Party. I want them to win. But, you know, the very fact that, you know, of what's going on here, I think the name is a huge issue. But there's also a lot of infighting in the party. People like Ian.
Right,
you know,
that's why politics sucks.
The very principled people like Ian won't allow an inch to be given in their quarter, and in the process can't play ball with a bunch of other people. So then what do you got? You got a bunch of other little, you know, schisms inside a party that's too small to be affected to show up on the map, and it makes it useless.
Well, it can also be a very useful breeding ground for people who end up taking those principles and bringing them to one of the major parties. But the point is that the two major parties are rotten to the core now at this point, and another party does need to emerge. And I think renaming the Libertarian Party would be a great stride in that direction, as long as they can agree on a name. I don't know if we can do that.
I like the small government party. I think that it describes what it is that we're out after. I mean, Ian's out after small government. He's would rather have no government at some point, but he's willing to take small government over the government we have.
If you want to win over the masses, you have to market to them.
And I think small governors is, I think it's a very empowering little, name.
Unfortunately, like you pointed out, Mark, the Libertarian Party's been arguing over this for years, and nothing's ever happened. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show, though, by buying some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. We've got Free Talk Live branded merchandise like hats and t-shirts and classic archives on DVD collector sets and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. Plus, for all of your other shopping needs, head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's right. It's the world's largest internet retailer. But if you enter through that link, we'll get a percentage of anything that you purchase. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get the stuff you need and help support Free Talk Live. Once again, the Packet 8 toll-free line is 800-259-9231. Let's see. So we were talking about libertarianism and perhaps maybe renaming the Libertarian Party. And I think that the Libertarian Party absolutely should rename itself. And I also think that to solve the problem with the purity issue, Mark, that bothers you so much, I think that the purists need to break off and start their own party, and that way they can, that the Libertarian Party can have its mishmash of people that don't have any principles anymore, which is what the Libertarian Party's turning into. That way we can have two liberty-oriented third parties. Competition's a good thing, right?
I think that I'm fine with that. I think that it's going to dilute the process and make it so that both of the organizations are going to
But the, you've already
fail.
Admitted that the process is diluted already. With the infighting that goes on amongst the party, nothing gets done. People in the Libertarian Party spend all their time debating over silly things, which is why you mentioned, Wayne, you're not a joiner. I, at one time, was a member of the Libertarian Party. I still am because I'm a life member. I'd have to take some time to rescind that, but I don't go to Libertarian Party meetings anymore, and I don't give them money anymore, so essentially I'm not really a member of the Libertarian Party. It's because I was sick of the infighting, too. So because of all the infighting, because of all the impurity that was going on in the Libertarian Party, they lost a really good activist. They lost a financial supporter because they don't stand for what I believe in anymore.
Well, it's a party. It's composed of a bunch of different individuals, and if people that can't get along decide to leave, then it's just going to continue to fail.
Yeah.
And I think that there's I would think to a large extent that people like yourself, with political beliefs like yours, the free marketeers out there, probably believe more strongly in the party, and therefore, are more likely to support it financially and those kind of things. Where else are you going to go? I don't think you can join the Republican Liberty Caucus with a good conscience. I believe that it's a good alternative. But, I think that in the long run, it's guys like you that lose the most.
1-800-259-9231. Al emails in. He says, subject line, Ian and Mark are mad hatters. Let me start off by saying I am a libertarian. I believe in as much privatization as possible and individual freedoms. That being said, your program is nothing more than audio agitation. You do have the Free State Project, but we all know that's slightly more than a cult movement. People with families...
We all know that?
People with... Apparently, everyone knows that, except for us, Mark. People with families and careers won't pick up and move to New Hampshire because an old lady was killed in Atlanta on a botched police sting. I don't mean to be a jerk, but while I agree somewhat with what you say, it comes off mostly as holier-than-thou preaching.
Well, you just don't believe enough, and that's fine. I hope your chains rest lightly upon you.
He says, there are too many issues, but preaching? To suggest that Free Talk Live preaches any more than any other talk show, though?
I think we're preachy in the sense of a talk show. I mean, all talk shows are preachy.
Right. You take the opinions...
A political talk show is.
Right. A talk show, and this isn't just a political talk show. We just happen to focus on political issues a lot of the time. You take an opinionated individual... You put them in front of a microphone, and they're going to share their opinions. And, of course, considering our opinions are right, I mean, I could understand how it comes off as maybe a little bit preachy at times. But anyway, he goes on. There are too many issues to mention here, but I think everything can be summed up in how much freedom we have as Americans. According to you two, we're on the path to 1984 to a 1984-like Nazi-style Gestapo state. In reality, we enjoy virtually unlimited freedom. Even though illegal, millions smoke pot, avoid taxes, my wife does so by working off the books, etc., etc. Some get caught, but let's be real, says Al. The government is not an entity to fear. It's made up of people who we elect. In any case, we know that big businesses really make the laws that places politicians, a.k.a. puppets, says he. So, let's move on. It's no big deal, guys. What are we all upset about? I mean, this government, it doesn't catch so... There's so many people breaking the law. It only catches some of them. Why should we even be agitating? Why should... I mean, he calls this audio agitation. Why are we out here agitating?
What he sounds like, he's clearly... he's riding the line. He's a libertarian that's working within the system to and slipping by like a slalom skier through the regulations. He's managed to get by the laws he doesn't like, and that's all fine and dandy. Imagine
it's free.
Imagine the pot dealer out there who says, these cops, they're not out there trying to bust me. It's it's just marijuana. Big deal. And then one day they get him and they put him in jail.
That's right.
He's just biding his time until they bust him and his wife for this tax evasion. It's going to happen. I don't want it to happen. I'm not hoping that for him. I hope he can slide through all along.
But it's still a free country. What's the big deal? Why should we get on the air and agitate about it?
Well, there's one small thing that he's failing to realize, that the screws are getting tighter every day.
Oh, Wayne, you just believe we're on a path to a 1984-like Nazi-style Gestapo state.
Well, if you run with the herd, you step in manure, guys.
I'm out here agitating about this because I care about what happens to other people's rights.
Maybe
they haven't kicked in my door. Maybe they haven't necessarily cracked in a friend of mine's head. But the fact is, they are doing that to people in America.
It's happening.
It happens. Radley Balco at theagitator.com, appropriately enough. Radley Balco, I think, has calculated the number, and I don't have the number in front of me, but the number of police raids, paramilitary police raids, where they're kicking in people's doors, that occur on a daily basis in the United States. The number is stunning. It's not just one here, one there. There's far more than are ever even reported. The only ones that get reported on are the ones where they accidentally burn somebody's house down, like we talked about recently, or shoot somebody's family dog. There are plenty of them where they just bust in and terrorize people. Nobody happens to get shot and killed, so it doesn't make the news. This goes on all the time. And you just sit back in your easy chair, Al, and you can just blow it off by saying, well, they haven't caught me for smoking a joint yet, so I'm living in a free country. You know, that agitates me, that sort of attitude that this guy has. Like, oh, it's no big deal. Why get on the radio and talk about these issues? We live in the freest country in the world. Why don't you just shut up?
When it comes down to these issues of taxes and those kind of things, I am required, whether I do it or not, I am required to fill out all this paperwork. I'm required to report all of my income. I'm required to give a certain percentage of that income to the government. Now, whether they enforce these rules thoroughly, well, efficiently, that's up for up for debate. But at some point or another, I could very well get caught in the same trap.
That's complacency for you, and complacency is what has got us into this position to begin with.
Yep, you're absolutely right. He's got a few more thoughts, though. He says, you read articles on the air from small town USA about some minor law which doesn't affect anyone outside that town, if that. You talk about Jose Padilla as if he was walking down the street one day and suddenly shuffled into a government van and imprisoned for fun. In reality, he's a gang member who's responsible for at least one murder. And then he cites a source. You may charge him. You may say charge him for that. Fine, whatever. In any case, he's a cancer on society. Oh, but wait a minute, Al. I mean, if you're really a libertarian, as you claim to be,
as a matter of fact, by the way, Al, you're a tax dodger and a drug user.
No, it's his wife.
Whatever. He's married to her.
But now, wait a minute.
He's implicit in this.
He needs
to go to prison.
If he's a libertarian, as he claims to be, even a lightweight libertarian, and even a libertarian in name only, he should at least agree with the Constitution and habeas corpus and the ability to have a public trial and a speedy trial and all those things. Jose Padilla didn't get any of that.
And if he did commit a murder, please do so. I want him to go to
charge
jail.
Him.
If he did
right.
it.
Oh, also, he complains that we read articles from small town USA. And of course, Al lives in New York City. So anything outside of New York City doesn't affect Al. Al's world is completely New York City. But Al, we read stories from New York City that don't directly affect anybody else in the country, and apparently you don't understand the reason. The reason is we want to point out what governments around America and the world, sometimes we'll read stories from other countries entirely, what governments everywhere are doing to people.
And
governments borrow ideas from one another. They'll admit it. They'll say, hey, those guys in New York City got a great idea with that trans fat ban. Let's do it, too.
And if you want a New York City-based libertarian show, go out and do one. We do a U.S.-based, a world-based, an international libertarian show.
Al's got some suggestions, though, for what we should do on Free Talk Live. We'll come back with that in hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.